St. Augustine said, "Since you cannot do good to all, you are to pay special attention to those who, by the accident of time or place or circumstances, are brought into close connection with you." Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Dad, are you listening to me? Honey, we talked about this yesterday, don't you remember? Bob, you said you'd pick up the kids after school. They waited for over an hour. Why can't you do this one simple thing? Attentiveness has really taken a hit in this fast-paced, time-famine world we live in. There's always something else going on in our minds. Our smartphones are constantly ringing, beeping, and buzzing with the latest call, text message, or email. We just can't seem to catch up or catch a break. We lose the present, worrying about the past and anticipating the future. Debbie makes her way through the grocery store with three kids, all under five in tow. The youngest is in tears, dropping her Pooh Bear over the side of the cart to the floor. The five-year-old wanders off to check out the cookie aisle. But Deb is tethered to her smartphone, planning a party for her sorority sister, while her kids are begging for her attention. Bill has finally gotten a night off to spend at home with his kids. They're eager to share with their dad the stories of soccer games and cheerleading competition. But Bill's mind is a million miles away. He's worried about the big presentation he has to make in the morning. He half listens and later can't remember a thing they shared. And the next day during their presentation, Bill feels guilty for not being more mindful of his kids. Brad and Sue have been married for 2 years. Sue can't wait until Brad gets home from work to share the good news about a promotion she got at work. Brad walks into the house barely acknowledging her, making no eye contact, grabbing a beer from the refrigerator and plopping down in front of the easy chair. Brad's only concern is the rumor that his company might be laying off workers and that he would be one of them. He misses the opportunity to share her joy and have her console him in his fears. Brad and Sue are heading for divorce. No one would disagree that living in the moment, mindfulness, and being more attentive to the present sounds wonderful in theory. But doing it, that's another thing. How can we be all in for our spouse, kids, friends, and coworkers? How can we put aside the problem of yesterday or become anxious about tomorrow and be more mindful and attentive to what's happening right now? Here's a few things we can try. One, remove distractions. When you get home from work, remove the smartphone and your car keys from your pocket and put them away. I place my keys on the counter and plug my smartphone into the charger. I consider it a success when I don't touch it again until I leave for work in the morning. Number two, quit multitasking and do one thing at a time. Many people would say that's impossible. But research indicates that when you're shopping, watching your three kids, and talking on your smartphone all at the same time, you'll do none of those tasks well. And number three, make eye contact and listen. Your spouse and kids know when you're paying attention. You stop what you're doing, make eye contact, and listen. Kids want dad to look them in the eye and be truly happy for their accomplishments. Number four, ask questions. If you're not getting the whole story or having trouble following, ask questions. Get clarifications. If you do this, you won't be in the big presentation wondering what your kids said to you the night before. Number five, start with their life before yours. You have things to share as well, but make it a habit of listening to stories about your spouse or children's day before sharing yours. Brad would have been able to celebrate Sue's promotion today by not fixating on the anxiety of what might happen at his tomorrow. By starting with her first, she would have had the opportunity to not only share her good news, but be attentive to his situation. You want a balanced, happy, and fulfilled life? Then practice attentiveness. Be mindful of what is happening right now with your spouse and your kids and your friends. And let's try to be more attentive to what the Lord is asking of us too. Let's clear away the distractions and listen. God is speaking to us if we're just a little bit more attentive. God bless you, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.